And welcome back to Talent Talk Season 2 with your hosts, Kelton Robbie, Nick Lewis, and Dean Grassi. Today,
hi, how are you?
We are joined by future Navy boy, the one, the only, Colin Yottis. Colin is a star swimmer for Tyrone and was a cross country runner this year. Colin, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm and just fantastic.
You eat an okay breakfast this morning?
I had some Cheerios, some donuts.
What kind of Cheerios?
They were frosted.
Nice.
Strawberry frosted.
Nice.
Strawberry frosted.
Okay, strawberry frosted.
It's supposed to be honey nut.
Yeah, there's only one correct answer.
I do have honey nut in the house, but they are a little soggy.
What? How are they
what?
Soggy?
Keep them dry,
you
buddy.
You mean stale?
Yeah, I meant that.
Good job.
So, first time on the show. How do you like it?
It's great. Some great energy in here.
Are you having fun?
Only good vibes in the talent.
We don't want bad. We don't want bad vibes.
Only no,
bad.
Never.
No bad vibes. Never.
All right, man. How was the cross country season this year? You run hard?
I did run hard. Yeah, it was pretty good.
I did run hard. That's it. Just silence.
Well, like, did you, make any personal records of your own or anything?
I've never ran before. It was my first time.
Ever?
Ever. So like, I've never ran.
You doing this, just get in shape.
So you weren't good.
Yeah, so I don't get those shin splints in boot camp and have to get sent home because they send you home if you get shin splints and stuff.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
The cross-country season was just to get my shin splints out of the way because they were painful. Yeah.
Were there any strong runners this season?
Oh, for the guys, Garen Hoy.
Garen. He all the way to States, baby.
Shout out to Garen Hoy. I hope
Tyrone proud. He makes us Tyrone proud.
You're a celebrity, so maybe he's not listening to us. But if you are, how you
we
doing,
are
all, man?
We are honored.
His nickname's Green, and wow,
sure
does
is.
He live Grand up Hoy? To that name?
He yeah. does, dude.
He's just awesome.
He's a freak.
What would be your favorite memory from the cross country season?
We have this coach named Randy. He's kind of a crazy guy.
And crazy in what way?
Just like
psychotic.
No, just like I don't
insane.
Even know how to explain it. Like you just gotta meet him and you would love him, but he's just crazy. Like you just make fun of him 24/7, and so
you bully him.
bullying,
huh?
Hey, bullying is not allowed on
and this,
Talent Talk.
This
only good vibes, please.
Randy Wilson, if you're listening, I love you. But
okay.
So this one practice. We're walking over to Reservoir. We're supposed to be running, but I had shin splints, so I was walking. I didn't really run a lot at practice.
We can
talk. Oh, one of those guys.
Yeah, one of those guys.
Didn't go to States for a reason.
I guess so. But I'm walking over, and Randy Wilson and me are just talking about his lady problems. So that was probably the funnest practice I've ever had.
There's a lot to talk about there for Colin. Am I right?
Yeah, good one.
I know.
Yeah.
Colin, you know you're wearing around the woman, right?
What?
Is it yes or no? It was like a yes or no question.
I'm sure you've seen a woman before, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
All right, Colin.
Yeah.
You're not here for your running abilities. We would have had Grain, because he's just
so much better.
But we've been hearing a rumor. Rumor has it that Uncle Sam called and you picked up the phone. You want to tell us about that?
He did pick up the phone.
You picked up the phone.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, Colin goes, hey, Navy. They go, yeah.
No, I called him. I called him.
Oh.
One of those guys.
And I was like, hey, you need me? And he's like, yeah, to be a rescue swimmer, air rescue swimmer.
Wow.
An air rescue swimmer. What does that entail?
That entails of me being on a boat, and there's helicopters on boats, and I fly on this helicopter. If there's someone that needs saved, I go save them.
Like jumping off the helicopter?
Yes.
Oh.
Maybe a kitten stuck in a tree somewhere?
Yeah.
I don't think there's trees.
What if you see
in
like
ocean.
What if you see a turtle like stuck in plastic? You still
you
jumping?
It?
You still jumping?
I would die for that thing.
You vegans out there?
There you go.
We've got our guy.
We've got our hero.
Turtle lovers?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the upcoming swimming season?
Oh, I'm excited for it. We're going to have not a lot of guys, which is going to stink, but, it's senior season. And last year I was out the whole year with a broken wrist.
Ew.
Fell off a wall.
Why were you on a wall?
Yeah, how did you do that?
How do you get up on the wall?
So I was at an American Ninja Warrior gym, and there's this thing called a warped wall.
You know, and he fell.
And I was running up it.
Yep.
And there was a little bell at the top. I jumped to hit the bell at the top and fly off the side of it and fell like 10 feet on my wrist, snapped it right clean.
That's foul.
Yeah.
That is foul.
Man. You know.
So I missed all of last season.
I guess you're not an American Ninja Warrior.
No. But.
So, Colin, what's your go-to event in swimming? What's your, like, specialty?
The individual medley. It is a combination of all four strokes into one.
So all of them. He doesn't just do one. All he around, doesn't just do the butterfly, the breaststroke.
What is your best? What is your best, though?
Yeah, like, which one are you overall best at?
The IM. That's an actual event.
No, but like, which stroke are you best at?
Oh, breaststroke, 100%.
Oh, that's a loser stroke. It's like an 80-year-old water Pappy aerobics.
Well, I mean,
I'm pretty sure my pap does that at the local YMCA.
The breaststroke.
I'm sure we should race sometime.
I'll set it up.
I'll be there.
Do you have any, you know, it's your season back, the comeback season. Do you have any goals for the swim season?
You know, I know I don't have any goals. Just go out there and swim hard.
Have fun, if you will.
Maybe practice a little because, you know.
maybe a little, you know. Not get crazy, but.
It might help.
I'm not good at practicing. You can ask anyone. I, like, swim under the lane so the coach doesn't see me and just blow some bubbles underwater.
You better hope he's not listening to this.
Oh, he knows.
So Colin. How would you feel if we went to full online schooling? I know that's a...
It's a hot topic.
It's a hot topic as of right now in this age of the pandemic. Epidemic.
I would love to go full online.
Actually, really? What if we went online, but you weren't allowed to do swim? Like, all sports were canceled. Like, a shutdown again.
You see, my feelings with online is I'm a lazy person, if you haven't noticed from me saying about practicing.
No.
Maybe, yeah, sure.
So, the online work is a little hard to do for me. And I have bad Wi-Fi. But, you know, I do like having my own time.
Having more free time to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
What do you do in your free time?
Hang out with the boys.
Big boy guy.
The dogs? The big dogs?
The dogs, yeah. I do that a lot.
Here's my 2 cents. I know we're not interviewing me, but yeah, I don't like the thought of online school at all. I actually despise it. You know, it takes away.
What's your thoughts on
it? Takes away all the good parts of high school, and all the bad parts still remain. Like, you don't get to see anybody, but you still have to do homework.
Oh, thank God!
I'm sure
us introverted people.
Dean's such an introvert; he'd rather wake up.
Love that. You wake up,
Pop-Tarts and lay around all day.
Like. I could go outside. I could go to the barn if I wanted to. I can go do what I want to do. I'm not stuck in this school with you guys.
What flavor Pop-Tarts?
Oh, we're interviewing
you. Yeah, what's going on here?
Hey, hi, I'm Dean. But I think probably like cookies and cream. That's a good one.
Wow.
I don't like people that eat fruit
you
type
toast
of Pop-Tarts.
Them?
Yeah.
You toast them?
Cookies and cream, you can have either way. If you're doing s'mores, you have to toast the s'mores.
Oh, s'mores toasted hits.
Absolutely.
It's like a real... Okay, well, we're wasting time. Nick.
Yeah. I mean, wait, hey, there is always time for Pop-Tart.
Always.
Wait. I have one more thing on going online.
Sure.
The only thing I don't want to happen is me get quarantined from the boys for 2 weeks in my house. That's just going to be painful.
Yeah, you always going to be hanging out with the boys.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Colin, have you been with us before? Have you not been with us? Have you listened to us before?
I listen to you on the daily.
So, Spotify, Apple Music, you've been on one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Okay. So, you know what's coming up.
I know.
What is it called?
Fast Facts.
Wow. Oh, wow. Baby.
He's a true listener, folks. Well, folks at home, if you haven't listened, I'm going to ask Colin here a series of questions, which he must answer quickly. And then us as a group are going to discuss his answer, whether correct or wrong.
I'm sweating.
Are you ready?
You should be terrified.
These are coming at you quick.
I'm slow.
Here we go. Is Chick-fil-A overrated?
No.
Disagree. Correctly describe what an acorn is.
A thing that falls out of the trees?
Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Are you supposed to, and this could be life-saving, are you supposed to play dead or stand tall when a black bear attacks?
From the other day, I learned to stand tall.
What do you mean the other day? Did this just happen? This is relevant to a story.
Well, so Tuesday night, you know, we didn't have school Wednesday. So Tuesday night, we were hanging out with the boys at my house, you three included. Actually, Nick wasn't walking with us.
No. Broken ACL.
Could not walk.
Wow, poor Nick, man.
Yeah. He does not have like ACL. That. So we're walking behind my house, and it's like 11 o'clock. And we're spotting for deers, and I'm standing there freaking out because we're in the middle of nowhere, no gun. And if there was a deer that came out, oh, no, wait, no, bear.
I was going to say, what's a deer going to do to us?
Yeah. We're talking about a bear here.
You think?
The bear, we were dead, but everyone assured me that was around me said to stand tall because it wouldn't attack then. So that's how I said that answer. Actually. I think you did say that.
I said, like, bang pots and pans or something.
Okay.
No, Mike Buck said that.
Well, a black bear, you're supposed to stand tall, look big. Brown bear, you're supposed to play dead because they don't want nothing to do with you. And a polar bear, you're dead.
You hug him.
You're literally screwed.
You just hug him.
No, you're
no,
screwed.
You're done.
I have a polar bear. Dog.
Okay, we're going to move on. What is your current grade in math?
100 because I have a counting one.
Why?
That's your math class.
It is.
Why?
Why can't That's I be in that?
Why?
Why is it 100?
Yeah.
Sure.
Because there's two things in there, and I sit beside Carter Woomer, and
I'm so you leave cheat, that there. Huh?
No, I do not cheat.
New streaks?
Yeah.
Do you sing in the shower?
Of course.
What genre do you sing?
Everything.
I'm a Disney type of guy, I'll be honest.
I hate that.
Ew, last night.
I don't like thinking that, you're in the shower, and you go, oh, man, I really hope, like, that song from Frozen comes on. That song from Aladdin. Don't be weird.
Yeah, right, Aladdin song slap.
It's Aladdin, Lion King, Mulan.
A New World.
I'm not a that Frozen guy. Yeah.
No, so last night, back to this question. So I have multiple different playlists, and on the daily, I switch them when I take a shower. I get home roughly 10 o'clock, and I hop in the shower, and I turned on some Greatest Showman playlist. So it was kind of Disney.
Good movie.
That is a great movie.
Okay. Horror or humor movie?
Horror.
Axe or Old Spice?
Old Spice.
Okay.
Nice.
How do you like your steak cooked?
Medium well.
Attaboy.
Really gross, in my opinion.
Not
really
gross. That's how, what's believe yours? It or not, Nick, that's how normal people eat.
I didn't
steak.
Know you guys like eating your steak. Like a rock. Is it just chewy for
it's
hours?
It's called being
is it
cooked.
Gum? What?
It's meaty gum. It's just like.
It's medium well. There's still
it's
some
medium
pink.
Well.
It's slightly
a little, a nice little bit of pink.
Okay, we're gonna keep going here.
Hey, TKM.
I'll agree to disagree. Clash of Clans.
Oh, I'm insane at Clash of Clans. Don't even get me started. I could talk about this all day.
We're not gonna get you started then. Who here, out of us, is the most attractive? Not including you.
I mean, I have to go with Nick with that.
What? What?
I am at zero.
Are you insane?
You've gone to like the past two times.
Are you insane?
I don't want to hear anything.
That
I don't want to hear anything.
Beard, though.
Oh, yeah, my beard. God. That beard is there.
And the blonde hair. Like, the newly blonde hair, it just hits different. Like, you might say you don't like the new hair.
Yeah, but you're
it's
wrong.
It's a wave.
You're never coming back.
I must mention to folks at home, Dean has never gotten that answer thrown towards him. It's possible
well,
he's
you know
just
what? I
the
get
most
it.
Inattractive.
You know what? I get it from a lot of other girls.
So
yeah,
you know.
Okay.
Well, we had a girl
I'm
here last
Ashley.
Week.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you max out?
Yeah.
Leg day.
Terrible day.
Yeah, it sure is.
Hey, man.
Would you rather wrestle an alligator or box a kangaroo?
Box a kangaroo. I hit that bag every night.
I don't think you see how that's going to go. Like, there are weaknesses to alligators.
But you could die with an alligator.
You
a kangaroo is not going to kill you.
Oh, I think they would. They'd definitely kill people.
They'd know. What?
They've definitely
right
killed
now,
people.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay. Well,
have you saw me box Mike Buck, though?
Yeah. Mike Buck is not a kangaroo. Let me explain why.
He might be a kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Alligators have weaknesses. You're supposed to, like, poke them in the eyes, and they'll be like, oh, I'll swim away. Kangaroos have more reach than you, and they're also, like, incredibly ripped, and they jump a lot. Like, there's no way you get in on it. There's no way you even connect a swing. I think you're dead, pretty much.
I disagree.
All right. We're going to move on. Dean, you look that up.
There was, like, one reliable fatality of a kangaroo attack. There's one in the entire world. There's one. From a kangaroo attack that occurred in New South Wales in 1936.
Hey, you got to get him angry.
A hunter was killed when he tried to rescue his two dogs from a heated fray.
Yeah, they get angry, man.
All right.
I would sock that thing.
Mammals or amphibians?
Amphibians.
Skinny jeans?
Decent. On occasion.
Tell us what you think the difference between mammals and amphibians is, because I'm not sure you know, and I'm not sure I know either, I'll be honest.
Does anybody really know?
Why are you putting me on the spot?
Yeah, I saw this coming.
I'll help him
okay,
out.
Okay, wait,
with
no,
this,
no, 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 I got it. I'm going to try to explain. So a mammal, I think I'm a mammal. Like, is that
yeah.
correct?
Yeah, yeah right? I'm
correct.
I'm going to have to go with a dog. Isn't a dog a mammal?
Yes.
Yeah, and then
I can't answer for sure.
An amphibian.
Frogs.
So, see, there's this Navy word that I forget at the moment. It's like amphibian something. So I'm going to have to go with it. It swims.
Sure,
I
probably.
Think, but I think, well, like, humans can swim, and we're not amphibians.
That's
but
a good
they
point.
Live in the water.
Sharks are not amphibians. Fish aren't amphibians. They're fish.
I'm
sorry.
We need better education.
No, wait. What if it has to do with the spine?
It has to, no. No.
Because this.
I thought it had to do with
spines, but
how they have.
I thought it was eggs.
Yeah, I think it's
mammals
how they reproduce
don't lay eggs, but,
yes.
like, amphibians lay eggs. I believe.
We're just sounding dumb.
Okay.
That's correct.
Let's I say we move on.
Yeah. Without looking. What color underwear are you wearing?
I have multicolored underwear on.
That's crazy.
What?
They're like lights, like Christmas lights.
Oh, weird.
So they're like red, white.
Just move on.
Blue,
I don't want to.
Orange.
Do you green. Ride scooters?
Of course. I found a scooter the other night with you. Yeah. Actually, you weren't there.
This is
you
incriminating
had
evidence,
again.
Call it.
Don't throw yourself under the bus.
It was on my property. I found a scooter.
Was it?
It's a great scooter.
According to my calculations, you passed Fast Facts. You did okay.
Nice.
Some answers were very,
great.
Like the steak one. I don't just.
Okay, let's go.
Colin.
Great.
Looks like we're running out of time today. Thanks for joining us. It was a pleasure, as always.
Thanks.
Well, as usual, thank you for joining us today. And if you want to hear more, you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, and any other streaming services.
Good night.
Bye.